again.
We'll go to questions. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a mic out to you. Anybody with questions? Go here in the third row.
Well, what is the status of Rex Burkhead? Do you expect him to play? Do you expect him to start? And further, what if any stats do you have on any other injuries?
Rex Burkhead's 100%. Looking forward to the game. I mean, he obviously came in and kind of knocked the rust off last week at the second half of the Iowa game, and you know, it's business as usual for Rex. And as far as other than the two sustained injuries we had, you know, on the D-line and O-line last week with Jackson and Steinkohler, nothing's changed injury-wise for us.
Hey, Bo, 2009 Big 12 game, Texas was 12-0 at number 3, and Oklahoma the following year was a little bit higher in the polls. This time it seems that it's a little different. You guys are a slight favorite with more to lose probably in this game. What's the feel been like around the team this week with that in mind?
Well, I don't think that's really entered in our last thing we thought about was Oklahoma or Texas or what was going on. And, you know, every game is a challenge. And, you know, our team, believe me, they have a full respect for this University of Wisconsin football team, their program. How, you know, it's going to be a battle. We understand that. We understood that going in. And we knew a couple weeks ago that that was going to be our opponent if we were able to win out and win our division. Boy, that guy, that gets your full attention. This is a good football team we're playing tomorrow night.
Got one here in the third row.
It's only your second season as a member of the Big Ten. You're playing for a conference championship. Can you kind of speak to the success, what you credit your team's success to thus far?
Well, like I said, we're honored to be in this game. You know, second year in the league, it was, you know, a lot more familiar the second time around than it was the first year. You know, we, you know, had our growing pains, so to speak, the first year. I think one of the keys to our football team this year is I think they've showed a lot of, I mean, the type of character I believe you got to have a good football team. You know, we've won games about in every way imaginable here, and we've had some comebacks. We've behind the eight ball a couple times in the second half, and that only happens. You're only able to overcome things like that if you have good character, good leadership, a belief in team, and a strong-willed group. And I think we have that. You know, I've said that all along. I really like the senior class. This is really the first group that I put together when I came to Nebraska. That was my first recruiting class. So we have some fifth-year seniors, some fourth-year seniors, and guys that have been around the program and have kind of grown up in the culture, and really helped solidify the culture that myself and the coaching staff has been trying to build since we took over, 5 years ago.
Let's go here to the right.
Wisconsin has, I think, 5 total new starters for this game versus the first one, 4 on the defensive side. Do you see anything different with their defense in recent weeks versus what you saw back on the 29th of September?
No, I think they do what they do. They're extremely well coached, very smart group. You know, they're very disciplined in how they play. And I think that they do a heck of a job of executing, you know. And I've said this a lot, that, you know, that's a sign of a good football team and a well-coached football team. It's not about always about X's and O's and tricking the other guy. It's about doing what you do and playing with great execution and great effort and passion. And that's one thing that Wisconsin does in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. And they're a good defensive football team. You know, it starts with it always starts with being good up front. They're good and physical on their fronts, you know, as far as their defensive line's concerned, and their linebackers are extremely active. You know, guys have been around for a while and play, you know, really good football. And I think their secondary has grown and gotten better as the year's gone on. And that's a sign of a good team is they're a lot better football team than the team we played at the end of September. And I believe we're a better football team, too, you know, and that's to be expected late in the year.
Well, out here to the left.
Your philosophy has always been next man up, do what we do. You two big injuries, offensively and defensively up front, it is going to be the next man up. Are you concerned at all about personnel groupings that you may or may not have to use going into tomorrow's game?
No. Like I said, we're going to, you can't let you lose. I mean, everybody, it's part of the game. You're going to lose a guy here and there. You're going to have your share of injuries as the season goes on. And guys, it gives other guys an opportunity to step up. You know, having Rex back for us, I think, is big. We're going to have, a whole nother option there as far as somebody to carry the football. And I think that'll make, Amir that much more effective, be able to take some of the carries off of him. And across the board, I think that our guys, I believe we had a really good week of practice, and now it's time to put it to the test and go out there and execute. And that's what it's going to come down to, making plays, when the time comes. And, I feel like we have our full gamut, everything that we want offensively and defensively at our disposal, and I have a lot of confidence in the guys that are going to be playing, even the guys that are filling in for, the two good football players we lost last week.
Let's go right down here in front of you.
Hey, both. Hey, I have two Taylor Martinez questions for you. One, just as a quarterback, can you talk about his progress and how he was able to make so much progress from the last couple of years to this year?
Well, I think, you look at Taylor, I mean, he burst on the scene so quickly in his first year, and I always laugh because he had so much success early. Pretty quickly, they're talking about should he be a Heisman candidate, and I'm like, well, time out here. He didn't even know what he didn't know at that point. And to his credit, he came on the scene fast. He's been through, some difficulties, but every step of the way, what Taylor's done, he's kept working at the game. Working to get better day in and day out. I thought he had a great offseason last year. This is his second year in Coach Beck's system. I think that's really helped him. This is the first time this year that he's been in a system for now going on a second year. I think that's helped him. He's a lot more familiar with what we're trying to do. He's confident. I think he's managing the game very well, and he's making progress. He's a lot better football player this year than he was last year, and that should be because he's put the work in. I find that when you put the work in, it pays off for you, and he definitely has done that, and he's gotten steadily better, and I think there's a lot more out there for him. There's still a lot of room for improvement. He'd be the first one to tell you that.
And most people view him as an introvert. Do you see that, and has he come out of his shell somewhat this year?
Well, I don't. He might be introverted when an introvert with the press, or he doesn't like the attention, all that. It's been a growing process for him as far as that's concerned. When you're the head football coach, or you're the quarterback at Nebraska, there's a certain responsibility. There's a certain limelight that's going to be on you. It's a little bit easier for a 39-year-old, 40-year-old guy to handle that, who's been around the block a little bit, than it is for an 18 or 19-year-old guy who gets thrust into that spotlight. And I think, it's taken Taylor some time to learn how to deal with that, how to manage it. I don't think he really enjoys it a whole heck of a lot, but I think he's learned to embrace it, and he's gotten better at it as his time's gone on. And you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Let's go back here.
Last time you guys played Wisconsin, you had a slow start. Player said it was a little too overhyped. How do you guys control that? How do you guys keep them calm leading into such a big game?
Well, obviously, they're going to be excited. Wisconsin's going to be excited. There's always emotions when it comes to a game like this. And you just got to put it, you know, keep it under control. You have to, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. You know, you're going to be, you know, everyone's going to be flying around and hyped up. There's going to be a lot of energy out there. But, you know, you have to learn how to control it and make sure you can take all that energy and focus in a direction that allows you to you know, do your job. And that's what it comes down to. That's what this game comes down to. It's the ultimate team game. It's about doing your job. And you can't let all the extracurricular things, your emotions, the crowd, the atmosphere, or anything else take you away from the focus that enables you to play the best football you can for your teammates.
Back out here to the right.
Well, Wisconsin's also going to have a different quarterback tomorrow as opposed to who they had a quarterback back in September. Does Kirk Phillips change the way you had to prepare this week, or is Wisconsin a team where it kind of doesn't really matter who they play at quarterback?
Well, it always matters who you play at quarterback, but, I mean, he's a good football player. I mean, their offense doesn't change much. I think they've shown, you know, that they're not afraid to run him, and, you know, that adds a little bit different dimension to what they do. But at the end of the day, they're gonna run their offense, and they're gonna be committed to what they do. You know, their running game, their play action, the things that they've developed over a long period of time. And I think their offense has got more efficient as the year's gone on. And Phillips is a good football player. He's done a nice job of managing the offense and making plays.
Right out here in the middle.
Well, Wisconsin had to spend some time this week working on finishing. Seemingly, that would be an area where you guys have an advantage. Why have you had such success finishing games this year?
Well, I don't know. It's something that you can do. You can really work on. It's something that you either do or you don't. And, you know, every game's a little bit different. You know, I mean, every situation's a little bit different as far as how a game goes and the situations that come up. And, you know, like I said, you know, kind of when I said early on of a question, our kids have showed a lot of character and a lot of resolve. And let's face it, you know, we've had some good fortune in a couple situations where we had to come back. And it comes down to making enough plays to win the football game. We've been fortunate enough to do that in a number of cases. Obviously, Wisconsin's lost some very difficult football games. And you just look across the league, and for that matter, across the country, there's tremendous parity out there. And every week is a battle. And you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. And it's difficult. And I believe our experience in those close games and having some success there, hopefully that'll help us tomorrow night.
Right out here.
Coach, with this being a rematch game, from your experience, how much can teams change? How much does that change the game plan? Do you expect a lot of wrinkles? Not much when you play a team for a second time in a year?
I think there's always going to be a couple new wrinkles, whether it's the first time you're playing them, the second time you're playing them. You always watch film, and you're always going to get a couple new wrinkles, maybe different formations, whatever. I coach in the NFL for 9 years, and you played your division opponents twice a year, so I have experience with it, and I don't think it's a different time, different place, and you got to be prepared for whatever they throw at you, you know, and that's going to happen on both sides. It's, you know, both teams are going to have to be, you know, make adjustments along the way. The players are going to have to make adjustments along the way, and it's going to come down to who executes the best.
Right out here.
Coach, you got a chance with a win tomorrow to win 13 games in the Big Ten Conference in 2 years, which would be more than anybody else in the Big Ten. Playing a team that's got a shot at 3 Big Ten titles in a row. Can you talk just a little bit about transitioning the program into a new conference without much change in roster?
Well, you know, I haven't really thought much about it, to be honest with you. I'm just concerned with playing the best as far as our football team. It's the next opponent. It's obviously a big game, you know, because you're playing for a championship, a title, and that's all I really put my focus on. I didn't even know. You could ask me. I really don't know how many wins we have in the Big Ten over the last couple of years, You know, I think that our football team is, you know, you learn a lot about this conference as you move on. You know, you learn a lot more about kind of what you're going to have to do, like what we have on our roster right now, what we're going to need going forward, the type of athletes you're going to need to go, you know, to compete, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to be able to match up with people and do the things you have to do over the long haul. And, you know, and I, you know, on the surface, you would think when we first took over or we first decided to join the Big Ten, you think, you know, you're going to see a lot more pro-style offenses. You know, you're going to, that's going to be the, you know, kind of the flavor of the day. And obviously you play a team like Wisconsin, you play Michigan State, you're going to have that. But, you know, you see a lot more of the spread quarterback-oriented things that are creeping up throughout the conference. And, you know, there's probably a lot more variety that you see week to week in the Big Ten than you did in the Big 12. The Big 12 was pretty much a spread-oriented deal. Here, you got to be able to adjust week to week and make adjustments to be prepared to play multiple styles. And therefore, you have to, you know, to be able to match that up, you know, you have to consider that as you're recruiting and make sure you're able to be able to do the things you want to do and be able to match up to a bunch of different offenses. It means you got to make sure you recruit accordingly. And I think we've learned a lot over the last 2 years, and I think that familiarity will just help us as we go forward.
Stay right out here.
Bo, it sounds like ticket sales have been kind of slow for the game. Are you surprised by that at all, and what are you expecting for an atmosphere tomorrow night?
I'm sure there will be a great atmosphere. I know the Wisconsin travels well. Nebraska travels well. You know, I don't care if there's 10 people in the stands. It's going to be a heck of a football game. We're looking forward to it. And I know I can speak for the Nebraska fans saying that I guarantee there's going to be a tremendous amount of walk-ups. I mean, anybody who was in, we were just talking about it in the back, anybody who was at the Northwestern game and saw how many Nebraska fans showed up and how they represented, obviously, our program and the passion that comes along with it. I would expect nothing less tomorrow night.
Here on the aisle.
Coach, with Coach Osborne retiring at this start of the next year, how special would it be for you to win a Big Ten title, first one for the Huskers, and for him, and potentially a first Rose Bowl title as well, if you because you go there with the win?
Well, it'd be big. I mean, it would be it'd be pretty special, be able to present Coach with that with a trophy, and it'd be pretty special. I mean, he means a lot to me. He means a lot to a lot of people, and first and foremost, the guys he coached, obviously the fans, everybody associated with the program, obviously, he's a special man, and it'd be a nice way to send him out.
Got one down here in front, Teddy.
Taylor talked about the excitement of playing in 72 degrees or whatever it's going to be inside there today. But coming off that, what you dealt with for the Iowa game, how do you think your offense? Do you think your offense benefits playing in Hershey?
Well, I think. Any offense benefits from playing in the indoors compared to what we played in last Friday. That was difficult. That was some, you know, it was cold. Obviously, the wind was a big factor in the game. And you know, Taylor's from California, so obviously he hasn't played many games like that, although he played well. But he, those are some difficult conditions. So, it'll be nice to be, to be indoors and be playing in a controlled environment that won't just benefit us. Obviously, that'll also be better, you know, more ideal for Wisconsin in the same respect.
Any further questions?
Hey, Bill, I'm wondering if you could shed some light on the center situation. Who's starting? Who do you plan to start at that spot tomorrow?
I don't think we've, you know, I don't know what they've decided to do right now, but it's going to be, you know, you're going to see them both. You're going to see Penzic, you're going to see Pelini, and who starts a game, we'll see. You're going to see them both. We're going to have a mix of guys that are going to go through there. Both at the left guard spot and at the center spot, and it's not going to be much different than how we played the second half of the Iowa game.
Back out here.
Well, big picture question, since this is the Big Ten championship. Now that you've been in this league for 2 years, what impresses you most about other teams in the Big Ten, and how does that compare to the two other leagues that you've been in? I understand that you're focused on tomorrow's game, but just from a big picture perspective, what do you think the identity of this league is right now? What does it hang its hat on?
It's a physical league. It's physical. As you go through it, there's great size in this league. You look up front, really across the board, and you know, you look at a number of the opponents that we've played, and not just big up front, I'm talking about big at the linebacker position, wide receiver, you know, skilled guys. There's a great size and great physicality, and you know, that's something that, you know, that it's a battle every week. It's a physical game every single week when you go. And probably, I don't know, you know, I don't know how to compare it, you know, to the Big 12, because I don't want to sit there and say the Big 12 is not a physical league. It's a little bit different style of football. At least when I was in the Big 12, you know, it was a lot of spread out football. And the Big 10 is it's a run first. It's play great defense. I think, you know, you see a lot of really good defenses in this league. They play good defense. I mean, the yards are hard to come by, and it's just a little bit more physical nature. Every single week, you know, when I'm sitting there and I look down, look across the field at the opponent, and I see the size of the guys across the board, you know, that we're going to line up against, and, you know, it kind of, I shouldn't say it takes me back, but it's something that just it catches your attention every single week. They're good-looking football teams across, you know, and you know that it's going to be a physical contest every single time you line up. And tomorrow will be no different. Obviously, Wisconsin's known for their size and their physicality. They've taken on the personality of their coach. I just know from being around him when he was a player, he was a physical, tough, that was his trademark, and that's the way his football team plays, and that's a good recipe for success.
I hear to the right.
Bo, I was just wondering what you've seen from Eric Martin throughout the year, the way he's played, especially lately.
I think Eric's had a tremendous year for us, he's a guy that, you know, obviously started his career at linebacker, and we moved him to defensive end, and he brings great energy. He plays with passion. He's a hard guy to block. He's a good pass rusher. He brings. He's had a really good year. You talk about in every regards, as far as not only and how he's rushed the passer, that becomes obvious, and as far as the tackles for loss and the energy plays, and he's a physical guy that although he's not the biggest guy, he's tremendous power, and so he does a good job of holding up against the run, and he's had a tremendous year for us. I give him a lot of credit. He's come out and made the senior years obviously the best year he's had up to this point.
Time for one or two more right out in front here.
Hey, Bo, with the Big Ten going to 14 teams and talking about realigning divisions, do you think Nebraska and Wisconsin should be in the same division? You want to play them every year?
Well, that's not my decision, but I kind of like them over on the other side. our side, you know, I don't know. They're going to have to look at parity and that's I mean, you would think that they I kind of like the way they've broken up the divisions. It seems to be pretty fair right now. And if they just take one of each of those other teams and put them in one of the divisions, that seems to make sense to me rather than take Wisconsin and put them over on our side. I mean, that it's already a, a war week to week. And I'm not, you know, it's going to be difficult no matter how they do it. But I think Wisconsin, I kind of like where they are right now.
Do we have one final question? Okay, thank you, Coach. Coach Bielema will join us here for a photo op momentarily up here on the dais.